At the Olympics, Canada's men's hockey team lost to Germany in the semifinals today after that nail-biting loss to the Americans on the women's side. And neither the men's nor the women's Canadian curling teams won medals. Canadian Camille DeSumma tweeted, "Our country's at the brink of disaster. What's going on here in Canada?" Meanwhile, Canada does have 27 medals, second to Norway, and the U.S. only has 21, fourth place. Now, in curling, the U.S. faces Sweden tomorrow in the gold medal game, so that'll be a great one to watch. It is the final weekend of the Olympics, and the outside events, well, the forecast for today in Pyeongchang calls for sunshine and a high in the mid-40s. It is not going to snow. And that's where our next guest comes in. Joe Vanderkellen is president of SMI Snowmakers, based in Midland, Michigan. They've been making much of the snow for the events at the Olympics this year. Joe, how much of the snow for these Olympics has been machine-made?
You know, if you've been watching on TV at all, you can see that there's not a lot of natural snow around there. So depending on which venue it is, you know, we estimate between 90 and 98% of the snow that's there has been machine-made. And produced in advance of the games.
And does fake snow or machine-made snow feel different than real snow?
Yeah, please don't use the term fake snow. It's definitely real snow, and it's like 1 week or 2 week old natural snow. And in terms of its shape and how it's been formed, natural snow can typically take between 2 hours to, say, 2 days to form, and it would have, like, those dendritic arm structures and be very low density, whereas the machine-made snow, we produce water droplets through the equipment, create ice seeds, and we only have, like, 3 to 15 seconds to freeze them. So it's more like a BB shape or a grapple, and it doesn't have the arms. So we like to say machine-made snow is like 1 week or 2 week old natural snow. That's been sitting there and takes a while to, you know, go into a different grain size and actually can be become a better surface once it's tilled for the athletes.
How long does it take to make the amount of snow you need to make for the Olympics?
Well, take the Jonsson Alpine venue. We've had people over there since early November, and they pretty much made snow from November 15th till about January 10th. Most of the days, it was cold. And so they converted around 200 million gallons of water into snow during that time. And around January 10th is when we turned the venue over to the FIS IOC.
So I've been skiing on mountains that make their own snow, and you see these huge booms on the side of the slopes that I've never seen them actually turned on, but I've seen them when they're at rest. Has snowmaking changed over the years? Is the technology different than it used to be?
Yes, it's definitely changed a lot in the last 20 years. Our use of energy is much more efficient. Our ability to nucleate or ice seed the water droplets is greatly improved. The energy usage is way down, and the equipment's a lot easier to use as well. So the end result for the mountain resorts around the world is they're making a lot more snow, a lot more efficiently, at a lot warmer temperatures for a lot less money.
What have been some of the challenges this year at the Olympics? Is there a particular course that has been difficult to keep covered?
No, it's been a fairly routine snowmaking year because it's been a little bit colder and drier than normal there. But the Alpine venue, which is where the men's and women's downhill and combined has been, and you've seen the women there the last couple of days, it's a very steep, very rocky, very rugged terrain that has high winds. So that's probably been the most challenging venue just because of the vertical involved and the terrain that's there. But they're using a fully automated snowmaking system controlled by our Smart Snow software. So it's fairly automated and fairly routine to make that snow now because they have a very new and modern system that's been built in the last couple years.
Do you put a line in your contract for snowmaking that says, you know, if it snows several feet and you don't need us, this is what happens?
No, not really. You know, actually, the people that prepare the course, if there's any natural snow starting about mid-January till when the games start in early to mid-February, they'll actually push the natural snow off. The racers like a very hard surface that minimizes rutting. so that between the 40 and 60 competitors that might race, they're trying to keep that surface as consistent as they can as they carve those gates and those corners. So they really like a very hard surface, and they don't like natural snow at all.
That's Joe Vanderkellen, who is president of SMI Snowmakers, talking about the snow his company has been making for the Olympics in South Korea. Joe, thank you.
Yeah, it's been a pleasure to be on with you, and I'd encourage all your listeners to go outside and slide around and have some fun on the snow.
Even if it's natural snow.
Nothing wrong with a 2 or 3 foot powder day or with a good machine-groomed surface.